Fox and crow are not friends. Chapter 1. A nice bit of cheese. Fox and crow did not like each other. One minute. You might have heard about their very first fight. It started over a piece of cheese. Crow found it first. She flew to a tree to eat it. Fox spotted the big hunk of cheese. He loved a nice bit of cheese. Crow was about to gulp it down. Fox had to act fast. "Hello, Crow," he called. "How are you on this fine day?" Crow did not answer. Fox tried again. "How fine you look up there in that tree. Your feathers shine in the sun. You make the sky look more blue. Why, what a lovely bird you are." Crow was pleased. She gave her wings a proud flap. Still, she did not answer. Fox tried again. "I bet your song is as fine as your feathers. I would love to hear you sing." Crow could not resist. She opened her beak and sang, "Caw, caw, caw." The cheese tumbled down. It fell right into Fox's mouth. He gobbled it up. "Look at the spit." He licked his lips and laughed. Crow glared at Fox. "You had better watch out, Fox," she said. "You may be a sly fox, but crows are very smart. You took my cheese. I will get even with you." "You don't scare me, Crow," said Fox. Crow dived at Fox, but Fox ran into the bushes. From that day on, Fox and Crow were enemies. Chapter 2. A good smell is hard to find. Crow had a plan. The plan needed three things: a piece of string, a piece of cheese, and a good smell. The string was easy to find. Crow tied one end to a tree. She looped the other end and placed it on the ground. The cheese was harder to find. Crow put the cheese inside the loop of string. She hid the string under leaves. Now all she needed was a good smell, but that was the hardest part. Crow could not carry smell. She saw some fish frying in a pan over a fire, but that was not a smell she could carry. She saw a skunk spraying her perfume. Crow couldn't carry that smell, but she did not want to. She flew away fast. Then Crow found a very good smell. She spied three bowls of stew. The smell of stew would be perfect for Crow's plan, but she could not carry a bowl. The only way to carry stew, Crow thought, is to wear it. The stew in the big bowl was too hot. The stew in the middle bowl was too cold. The stew in the little bowl was just right. Crow could wear that stew. She poured it right over her head. It ran all over her feathers. Crow flew past Fox's den. The good smell flew with her. Fox sniffed. The smell made his mouth water. Fox came out of his den. Crow flew from tree to tree, leading him along. Fox did not see her. He was following the good smell. Crow led Fox to the trees. In the hidden loop of string, when Fox saw cheese instead of stew, he was surprised. But Fox liked cheese even better than he liked stew. He could not wait to gobble it up. Crow pulled on the string. The loop closed tight around Paws Fox's paw. He was trapped. Crow flew down and Fox flew up. Fox yelled, "Crow, that," and left. Fox dropped the cheese right into Crow's open beak. "Delicious," she said. "Thank you, Fox, for that tasty snack. I do love a nice bit of cheese." Fox shook his paw in the air. "I will get even with you, Crow," he shouted. No one out foxes a fox. That was the second fight. The third fight was even worse.